This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Woo! Little spicy meatball the last segment there, but you know, we keep talking about it. Why? Because that's what we like to do. Bash our heads against the metaphorical wall.
Just hope the Sabres do anything. That's really all we're here.
Just hope the Sabres do anything. And you know what? Why not kick it over to Stan in Lockport here as we get connected with our fans once again? It's brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Stan Lockport, how you doing? Welcome to the Extra Point Show.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I've been seeing on the internet where they're talking about possibly trading Paterka. And I would go to between Paterka and Byram. I could think of a half a dozen other guys that I would trade and draft and give the draft picks to somebody to get a deal done. Because I don't see those two guys leaving. I could think of, like I said, six other guys that I would trade. What are your thoughts?
So, Stan, I appreciate the call. And trading J.J. Paterka is relatively high up on my fears list right now this offseason. I don't want them to do it. And there's only one and only one stipulation to that that would allow me to change my mind, and that is if the Sabres sign Mitch Marner. You get a top-line replacement for your top-line winger. Done. That's the only reason I would accept this idea of trading J.J. Paterka. I don't want them to do that. He is a top-six fixture on this team. And he is a young player, fast player. The Sabres want to play fast. You keep JJ.
He is also.
Is he good defensively? No.
But offensively, his numbers have steadily gone up every year on the Sabres. 32 points, 50 points, 68 points this year.
And is he good on the power play? Not really. So he, I guess, like, it's kind of the problem, but also, is the power play system the real problem here?
Yes.
Yes. Sabres Live's coming up at noon. Like, in other news, like, yes, the power play system is kind of the problem here. Can Paterka make better decisions on the power play? Probably. But until they change up their philosophy and not really have to rely on the umbrella style and it not moving a whole heck of a lot, the Sabres are going to have a power play problem until they move on from that. Paterka. I am very uncomfortable with the idea of trading him. Byram, there's a lot of uncertainty, it looks like, right now with his contract status. I mean, he and Paterka both RFAs. There is a scenario where I would hate to see this, but I would, as a hockey fan, love to see it. If one of these two guys gets poached on an offer sheet, first of all, it would be our luck that we want offer sheets to be a thing, and then it's Buffalo that gets smacked around.
I was about
with
to
it.
Say, I'm like, you really think we're going to get burned by an offer sheet? Come on. We just talked about how NHL teams live in the dark ages.
No, ready? Yes.
But it would be
because
our luck.
Because that's exactly how it would work.
It is absolutely our luck of, like, a team's like, you know what? It's an interesting loophole that, you know, Vegas, I'm also surprised.
Or it's the hockey god saying, oh, you want this? Here you go. Wait, not me.
Not me. Wait a second. Wait.
You're John Barenthal in the budget. Wait.
No.
So, yeah, that would be a nightmare scenario. But it's also because the Sabres have two of the most attractive RFAs this year, outside of Matthew Nyes.
I like Matthew Nyes a lot, by the
way. Yeah. But the idea of that. So, he also mentions trading the ninth overall pick. The ninth overall pick is a sweetener. If you need to pair something, like watching the AHL playoffs, Isaac Rosén will not alone get you a quality player. Isaac Rosén in the ninth overall pick probably will, for example, if you need to trade a prospect. Noah Osland felt like he disappeared against Laval entirely. If you trade Noah Osland, the ninth overall pick is going to be a sweetener to upgrade your acquisition of what kind of player can you get. Oh, I'm also going to give you the ninth overall pick. Oddly enough, I'm going to say something kind of controversial here. I'm perfectly happy with keeping ninth overall because the Sabres have a good draft record right now in the first round with Kevin Adams.
I'm enjoying
Zach
it.
Benson, for where he was selected, is giving you considerable amount of value for his draft position. Jack Quinn, until his injuries, was starting to present the same thing. J.J. Paterka as a second-round pick was like the first big second-round pick hit that they've had since, I don't know,
forever.
Jake McCabe?
Yeah.
And I hate that that's true.
Yeah, that's probably about
right. It's really depressing, as a matter of fact. Especially when Tim Murray had three picks in a second round of a draft and he whiffed on all three of them, infamously, starting with Brendan, I don't want to play here, Lemieux.
Which is just a real shame.
I respect that he said bet, but then it didn't happen.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, no, it actually, like, he was serious about that. Oh, okay. Thanks for using the pick on that, Tim.
I'm pretty sure, like, every player that does it is always, really serious about it. Like, that's the thing. Like, don't play chicken. They are dead serious.
Caleb Williams is the first time I've seen it in years where, like, they're not actually serious. Or, like, it's, okay, fine. You are going to draft me? Fine. We'll deal with this.
Well, because that's the thing. He didn't openly say anything.
He didn't openly say it, though. Yeah.
He talked to the media yesterday, and he's like, I'm going to squash this.
Anyone that publicly says, I'm not playing here. They don't play here.
They're dead serious.
They're serious. Like, they don't play with the team that they're saying they don't want to play for. Take them for their word on that. Thank you. You're welcome. But again, I don't mind the ninth overall pick because the Sabres do have a draft record that is solid. Kostas Hellenius probably looks like the next guy up now. I think he's vaulted Rosén and Oslin in Rochester for the next Sabre up.
You just hope there's continued development there.
And again, Hellenius is in the double digits on his draft pick.
Yeah.
Like, it's a good thing to have. It's a good problem to have where your general manager actually can draft halfway decent players in the first round at minimum. It's a good problem to have.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
That said, if you can use ninth overall to sweeten it, you can do it, do it. If they don't fret.
For more on the ninth overall pick, I believe Jay has some thoughts on this. Jay, you're on WGR. How are you doing, my friend?
Good, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, you can't draft a player with that pick. Rochester has enough talent, number one. If you are going to change the culture of this team, you can't keep taking players from Rochester that you develop and putting them on the bottom two lines. You have to move players that are good players. These GMs, these presidents of other teams know the tendencies, the analytics of all the players. That's why they're the GMs. Guys like Paterka, you're going to have to move if you want to get better players in here. You are not going to be able to sign free agents, and you're not going to be able to trade for anyone because how many players have already vetoed their trades to Buffalo? We'll just go with Tkachuk just off the top of the head. He could have came here when he was with Calgary. They're not coming here. So what you have to do is you have to say, okay, yes, this guy is a top six forward. Yes, he is improved every year. I have to move him with a pick to another team to get a better player. Bo Byram is not signing here long term. He's got to go. It's simple, dollars in, dollars out. He's not going to be a top two defenseman. He's not going to get the power play time. The writing's on the wall. So you can't be afraid to swing and miss. And these players that we keep drafting, we're not trying to get Rochester to the playoffs. We're trying to get Buffalo to the playoffs.
Yes.
Rochester's been to the playoffs. The goal is to get to the playoffs here, and the bar is so low, I keep tripping on it.
Jay, thanks for the call, man. I agree with all of that. I am so prospect out. It may not even be the right decision. But where I'm at mentally, I'm with Jay. I got to make moves to get players in now. Paterka's somebody I don't want to see go, but I also have somewhat confidence in the idea that because he has improved as he has gone, if they trade him, it's probably not for peanuts.
Oh, yeah, no.
It's probably for a really good guy that'll come right in, whether it be a top four defenseman or Byram. And so, like, I'm with Jay, too, and this has been my problem with the NHL for years. No one seems willing to take risks. Florida took a risk in getting Tkachuk. They had to trade a lot, one of which was a 100-point player for them. They were regularly making the playoffs. They were not succeeding in the playoffs, but they were regularly there. They make a move, and now look at them. It's three straight Stanley Cup finals. Vegas regularly is willing to take risks, even to the point where NHL fans hate them because they bend the rules.
Yes.
With, you know, LTIR, with Mark Stone lives there, okay? His mail is sent to LTIR. But I wish more teams would do that, and I kind of want the Sabres to do it because you do have a ton of talent in Rochester. It might be at to a point now with some of these guys, you're going to have to sell high because this is the best the stock's going to get, maybe Ostlund, Isak, Roseanne. But what about a guy like Konstantelenius? You just mentioned he maybe jumped these guys. Does he maybe now become, hey, if we're going to get rid of somebody, him?
No, you don't want to trade the best one at that point. If you're going to look at the second wave of prospects, you want to try to trade someone that another team is sold on while you hold on to the one you value the most. I will say one thing. Rochester has a lot of talent at forward.
Well, yeah, that's right. Well, so you're not
at ninth overall. So at ninth overall, it's not keep the pick.
Yeah,
it is. If they don't end up trading it, it's not the end of the world. That's the point I'm making about the drafting of them.
Mm-hmm.
If they can't use it as a sweetener, which, Jay, you're absolutely right. They should use that pick as a sweetener. And everyone that says it, use it as a sweetener. It is also not the end of the world if they do not use it as a sweetener. I think Adams needs to have a busy offseason. There should be more than enough pressure that he needs to make a move that is not desperate, but definitely something where you say actionable at the very least, take a chance. Not taking a chance has landed you in your 6 years tenure.
Yep.
Nowhere. It has gotten you nowhere. You need to take a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Because how many of these do you get? How many more grace years are you going to get out of this? Especially because if through that meeting it's reported that they're looking for an advisor to you, that already means that they're looking at a babysitter. That means you're on thinner ice than usual.
That also, depending on how you look at it, because you could look at it the most negative way.
Not babysitter, but like, you know what I mean.
Well, it's, for me, if you want to look at it the most negative, they're hiring your heir apparent.
Maybe.
And in the worst possible way that you could look at it for Adams is that they're hiring the advisor to eventually take his job when his contract runs out.
Right. That's the thing that could be mm-hmm. looked at as the worst case scenario in hiring something like that in Adams' perspective. That means you should be making a bold statement. You should make a bold statement of why you need to be here. Why do we need you here? Tell us why. Because right now, what you've done is not enough. And again, to that number 9 pick, it's not the end of the world if they still have it. But a deal does need to be made.
Yeah,
at the same time.
Because you're right. Like, overall, the message is Adams has to have a busy offseason.
Yes.
May not trade the number 9 overall pick, but if he adds a number of free agents,
if there's a trade,
you feel good about it. Or he makes a trade with Bo Byram, you feel good about that.
Or even JJ, which I would hate, but, you know, I think it's because he's an ascending talent.
I mean, the caller had a good point, though. Like, this is not Ennis, Weber, and a third for a big guy.
Yeah.
You're going to have to trade players you probably don't want to see traded. Because, Derek, as you mentioned, the team's got to value them. If you despise the player,
yeah,
who's to say other teams are not going to be like, hey, kind of not great. Kind of sucks.
Yeah. And that was always one of my favorite things of, like, you know, people trying to suggest a trade for somebody. And it's like, oh,
here's my three least liked pieces and a crappy draft pick.
It's Matias Samuelsson right now.
Yeah.
I want Matias Samuelsson off the roster. Matias Samuelsson, I need that number 9 pick to make him worth acquiring. Because other teams have scouts. Other scouts have eyeballs. Those eyeballs will see, yeah, he's not that great.
Yeah, the easy question, especially for Samuelsson, is, okay, I don't want him on my roster. Who does?
Yeah. Other teams have scouts. Other scouts have eyeballs. The one exception we got was that Chuck Fletcher thought, my eyeballs tell me Rasmus Ristolainen's worth a first-round pick.
God, I miss that, man. 803-0550, the number to call. Sabres Live coming up at 12 o'clock. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive X Point Show. And this is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.